Mibet Libritz. Leminyan Shanu Monin Kan, Bergenfield, New Jersey. Al Nahar Hackensack. Okay, so this is one of these passages in the Rambam where we're very, very much better off saying over the idea outside, and then we'll see how the Rambam puts it inside, because the language is so subtle that it's easy to miss the point. And I highlighted the important word in the subtitle. What's the most important word, Ezra?
Cold.
Yeah. Words, some of them you do, and some of them you don't. So the Rambam came in Shoresh HaSheni to pick up exactly where he left off, which is, don't count things that are derabanan. But how do you know? So the Rambam says, you know, there's this great conflation out there. When people talk about the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatara Nidreshes, Behen Mekal V'Chomer, and Exera Shava, and Ebin Yanav, and Akal Uprat, V'chulei V'chulei, Adavar Alam Ed Meinyano, Adavar Alam Ed Misofo, Shnei Chesuvim Amachishim Zetze. It's good to daven. So the Rambam says there's this great confusion out there. People don't realize that when you see one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatara Nidreshes, Behen, there's always a light that has to go off in your head. Always a question that you then have to ask. What is that question, Ezra? What is that question? What is the question that you always have to ask for the Rambam? He says, you have to figure out when you encounter a Gzeira Shava, a Kal Vachomer, a Hekesh, what's the KD? What's responsible for that? That's true. That's the nafkamina. But Hanan,
whether the Gemara says it's derayta,
right? So that's how you know, right? He says, the Rambam says, but how are we going to know if it falls into category one or category two? The Rambam says, don't worry, the Gemara will tell you. Okay, that's not exactly true, as the Rambam goes on to say, but you have to know and interpret the Gemara. But the Rambam wants to make the point. Nachi,
is it an established principle or halacha that we already have, that the Yud Gimel is just bringing a raya to and is just further supporting? Or is it that we're actually learning something new from the Yud Gimel?
Okay, very good. So is it a received tradition? Do we have a Kabbalah that this is a mitzvah mina Torah? And then it's mechachma satorah. It's one of the nice features, right? It's a perk, right? What are they up to? The iPhone 47. So each tradition, there are additional apps, right? So one of the interesting features of the Torah, right, divine properties of the Torah is that, you know, Mechachma Sakasov, the Rambam first wrote about this when he was your age in the Perush HaMishnayos, that you can show things using a Kal Vachomer and a Gzera Shava, but it's really a received tradition that this is a Din D'Oraisa. That would qualify as part of Taryag. Then there's a whole different category of Yud Gimel Midos, Shatara Nidreshes Bahen, She Nipol Bahem HaMachlokes, that there's going to be all kinds of disputes about, because we're trying to derive a halacha, like, for example, Kiddushei Kesef. In kesef ladon zeh, yesh kesef ladon acher. Right, nasati kesef asadeh kach mimeni, ki kach ishisha. We're trying to derive, right, the rabbis are coming along and trying to figure out, right, what the relationship is between the terminology that we have. No, it's true. Ein adam don gzera shava meatz, most of these two were received traditions to a certain point, but you could have a machlokes when it comes to category two. Now, you're absolutely right, as you pointed out, how are we going to know which category we're talking about? Category one, a received tradition, that something is a din d'oraisa that we're using one of the Yud Gimel Midos to demonstrate is actually, you know, rooted in the Torah, but really it's a received tradition. Or, how do you know, maybe we're trying to derive it right in the here and now. He says, well, look in the Gemara. The Gemara will say that this is a din d'oraisa. Now, sometimes it's really not so obvious. Shtar is a great example. Kiddushin Daf Hei, the Rambam goes on to explain in the Tshuva to Pinchas Adayin, and that, you know, if you look there, right, it's his estimation that hekesh that's brought, that hekesh is just an affirmation, as Nachi would say, of a received din d'oraisa of shtar erusin. But be that as it may, that's what the Rambam wants to point out in Shoresh HaSheni, is you have to know what's what. You have to know when you encounter Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Nidreshes Bahen that there are Kal Vachomers and then there are Kal Vachomers. There are Gzeres Shavas and there are Gzeres Shavas. There are Hakeshim and there are Hakeshim. And some of them are going to be Dinei Torah, those are going to be explicitly stated as such by the Gemara. Those are eligible for consideration as part of Taryag, and the rest, quite simply, are not. And the Rambam wants to bring, as we'll see, a golden raya that even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, if they didn't have a received tradition, but they wanted to be done, a kal v'chomer, done a gzera shava, that they could do so, but it wouldn't be included as part of Taryag. How does the Rambam know that there are thousands of gzera shavas, well in excess of 613, even the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? Which Gemara did he bring as a raya for that? Then we'll have Ezra read the whole thing inside. Nachi? The Gemara in Temura. Right, the Gemara in Temura, what is it, Tessayin? Yudzayin? I always forget. But, right, the Gemara, right? That's Gemara about forgetting. I think it's Tessayin. So in any event, Avilus Shel Moshe Rabbeinu Nishtakchu, according to one day in the Gemara, Elef Ushvameos Halachos Dikduke Sofrim Kalin V'chamurin. So he says, the Rambam says very cleverly, right, if they forgot 1,700, how many thousands must there have been? There could have been 25,000, right? And they forgot only a small fraction of them, but still, you know, they wanted to kill Yehoshua ben Nun. They came to kill Yehoshua ben Nun, and he said, okay, we have to go to war so they don't kill me. They kill some Canaanim. And then finally, who recovered them? Ad shechzira Otniel ben Knaz mitoch pulpulo. So the point is, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you had tens of thousands of, you know, kalin v'chamurin. So how could it be? If every kal v'chomer is part of Taryag Mitzvos, it doesn't make any sense. So that's the golden raya that the Rambam has. Okay, now let's see it inside. And then we'll see the Rambam reiterate the point in the tshuva to Rabbeinu Pinchas Hadayan. Ezra. So that's the fundamental Chakira, Ezra, as usual, beautifully read. Okay. Uchshayiya Zakein. Bechol, right, that's the critical word. We can't be categorical. You have to know whether it's category one or category two. Okay, so he says, you know, follow what it says in the Talmud. Read the Talmud carefully, and it'll tell you whether it's part of category one, that is to say, a received tradition, a perish hamikubal, and the Yud Gimel Midos is an exercise in Chachmas HaKasev to instantiate the din, but it's not the source of the din, or whether they're actually trying to derive a din using the Yud Gimel Midos, Shetara Nidreshes Behem, that is not a received tradition, and therefore will be subject to machlokes, or, candidly, multiple machloksin. Okay, and now the Bahag comes under withering fire once again. V'zagamken Chorish Kor Nishtabish Bozul Aseinu. Oh. So the Baha'i counts as one of the Dinim Doraisa, Yiras Talmidei Chachamim. What's the story of that Gemara? That Gemara is a fascinating and very famous story. Gavi? Oh, the good old Shimon Hamsoni. Right? He was Dorish Kol Esen Shebatora. Until he got to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. What are you going to add on to a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So he stopped, and he said famously, "Kishem shekibalti schar al hadrisha kach ekabel schar al ha prisha." That's how we got the famous commentaries on the tour, the drisha and the prisha. Okay, so in any event, thank God for that Gemara. But he said, you know, I have to stop, and sometimes, you know, you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. So the point is that, you know, you can't add on to Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva V'Amar, Es Hashem Elokei Chatira L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. So the Baal Halachos Gedolos came along with the Gemara and says, oh, wait a second, Es Hashem Elokei Chatira, there's a Din D'Araisa, he's darshaning a Pasuk, Es L'Rabos, so there's a Din D'Araisa of Yiras Talmidei Chachamim. Now we all agree there's a Din D'Araisa of Kavod for Talmidei Chachamim. Mivnei Seva talking about Darat Pnei Zaken, right? The Rambam Paskin said in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Right? The first mitzvah is Lomba Torah Lamda, the second one is Zechabe Lomda Melamda. That we all agree to. But Yiras Talmidei Chachamim. So the Baha'i counts that as what a separate mitzvah again Taryag, and the Rambam thinks that that's preposterous. Okay? So what caused such what caused such an error? Vasher Hevi Ulazah. Maimar Rabbi Kiva, so Hashem Elokei Chatira the Rabbis. So he, right, the Baha conflated anything that had been derived through the Yud Gimel Midos, including Es Hashem Elokei Chatira, the Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. He thought that everything that had been derived through the Yud Gimel Midos had to be counted as part of Taryag. Ooh, right? Kabed es avicha and es imecha and even the vav, the achagadol. So it's good for the goose. It's good for the gander. So if he wants to count, yiras talmidei chacham is a mitzvah daraisa. So where's a separate mitzvah daraisa called kibud eshes ha'av or kibud baal ha'em or kibud achagadol? That should also be part of Taryag. Ooh. Sounds familiar, right? It's the good old, selectivity critique from Shoresh Rishon rearing its head again. Okay. Sichlus. Foolishness. Aleihem Hashalom. Our rabbis already taught us v'amar amzal in mikra yotze midei pshuto, and there are clearly things that are asmachtas, and the Bahag is taking them to be dinim d'oraisa. Every page in the Gemara, the Megara wants to know, well, what does this real pasuk really mean? Es haderech zog milus chasadim yochu biker cholim ba kluras mesim es hamas elu adinim asher yasun zolifnim mishum. They count all these things as separate mitzvahs daraisa. V'chashu kiko polo polo melo apulos mitzvah bifnei atzma. So what exactly what we had in Shoresh HaRishon in terms of malbish arubim v'chule v'lo yadu. Oh, okay. So, I in the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yedalet, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam goes through his sheet on this, but okay, so he's being very critical of the Bahag. Right. And they can all look up and see the celestial bodies. And the Rambam says, and even had he limited himself to things that are, you know, clearly more obvious in the Pesukim than these kinds of asmachtos, he still would have been so far over the limit of Taryag Mitzvos. He would have been in tens of thousands. If the Bahag really believes that anything that's darshan through Kalva Chomer, Gzeira Shava, or Kalu Prat, or Pratu Klal, or David Alamed Minyano, or David Alamed Misofo, or any of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar Nidreshven, is Gufa Dindo Raisa, and part of Taryag Mitzvos, so then there aren't Taryag Mitzvos, there are 60,000 Mitzvos. That's what the Rambam says. It's not part of Taryag until otherwise stated explicitly in the Gemara, but this is a received tradition. Hey, this is a Dindo Raisa, and we're just using the Yud Gimel Midos Laharos, Chachmas HaKosov, that we can actually go back and instantiate these things using known methods. Okay? So that's how the Rambam comes up with some kind of a limiting principle. And then the Rambam wants to clarify something which is very important. He says, V'ulai tachshov. So he says, Chalila v'chas, that somebody will say, I don't think that these things are true. I don't think there's any concept called Yiras Talmidei Chacham. I don't think that there's something called, Bikur Cholim or Nicham Avelim, Chalila v'chas. That's not the question, though, says the Rambam. The question is not whether or not there's veracity to these drashas. Of course there is. Chazal are saying them. But the point is, do they qualify as part of Taryag? It's a different question. Okay? Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself came up with them. It wouldn't make a bit of a difference. It's not part of Taryag Mitzvos. Because they're not the Shorashim and the Mashal, they're the Anofim, they're just the branches. Okay, so that pasuk finishes off is that anybody who got to defeat Kiryas Sefer would get to marry. Anybody remember who you get to marry? It's in the Gemara. It's in the Tanakh.
No, it's in the Gemara.
I know, but who did Otniel ben Kenaz get to marry? The daughter of whom? Shlomo? Achsa. Bas Kalev. Berenholt said it?
I said Kalev. You didn't say the name.
No, Kalev's done. Can I give you guys a little bit of Musar? I don't do this very often. I have two Haredi brothers-in-law, and they're always saying, do you guys give the guys Musar? I say, not really. But I'll make them happy. I knew that in fourth grade. Meaning, we were expected to know that. Didn't you guys learn, like, Yoshua Shoftim?
Sixth grade, seventh grade.
You're not supposed to forget this stuff. Okay. All right. It's a Gemara Megillah. Hashem Yirachim. Okay. All right. All right. I have Ziyotze, my Musar. All right. The Musar is try to learn Torah. Okay. All right. Ezra, go ahead.
Gam min ha sheker,
Right, these are all midos that Torah nidreshes b'hen, clearly. So if they forgot 1,700, they're probably 25,000 that they remembered. And they were all in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about in the lifetime of Moshe. So that's far in excess of Tarag Mitzvos. So the Rambam says you need some kind of a limiting principle. So you can't count things that are darshan through the Yud Gimel Midos. Doesn't mean that they're any less true. Chalil of Chas, of course, they're all true. But you have to know what's really part of Taryag, because it's a Perish HaMekubal, and they're just using a Hekesh or using, whatever it is, Gzera Shava or Kal V'Chomer or Kal U'Prat, just to highlight the point, L'Haros Chachmas HaKasov, or they're actually trying to derive the Halacha. So it falls into the latter category. The Rambam's going to say it's quote-unquote Mi Divrei Sofrim. But there was what I call a rabbinic initiative, where the rabbis used a known method of exegesis of the Torah to try to derive a particular halacha. Does that degrade that halacha? Does that make it any less true? Chalil v'chas. That's what the Rambam is saying in Shoresh HaSheni. But you wouldn't count it nor label it as a din Torah, wouldn't be part of Taryag, because that's reserved for very few things that are either explicit in the Torah, or we know that they're Perushim HaMikubalim, they're received traditions that then we later came and affirmed. Okay. Those words are underlined in my Rambam, ki noda bekabbalah, that it's a received tradition. V'lo behakesh, right? It wasn't, we know it because of the Yud Gimel Midos. V'amnam zachra hakesh bo v'eviu arayu lavach shushli midos laharis chachos hakosav kamo shabiyarnu perish ha-mishnah. It was just a method of demonstrating this particular din. Okay, so we already saw the Sheila, Rabbeinu Pinchas Adayan, or he was all thrown off. Are you really telling me that anybody uses Kiddush HaKasef is only married at a rabbinic level? And the Rambam says, I'm going to write a very brief tshuva because I'm very busy, as he comes back to at the end. Okay? It's nice to read about the Rambam's schedule. It's not the only tshuva that he writes about his schedule in. Did not get 8 hours of sleep a night. He advises all of us to do so, but he didn't have a luxury. He says, he's giving a warning. He says, I don't know how good you are with Judeo-Arabic, but I wrote a book about this, okay, called the Sefer HaMitzvah, so I explained your question. Okay. Maran Sadish Yachsibor Talmidenu. Okay, so he says you can go get the Ksav Yad, the manuscript. It's obviously hundreds of years before the printing press. You know, you could. He's got the manuscript. Okay, apparently the Rambam trusted him a lot. These are the Sharashim. So we learned the first two. You guys are ready. Bekiyim in the first two Sharashim of the Sefer HaMitzvos. All right, so okay, classic humility from the Rambam. Okay. Oh, so you could have something which is clearly a din d'oraisa that he'll call mi divrei sofrim, right, to highlight the idea that there was a rabbinical method of derivation. It Ve'en sham min haTorah ela. Okay, so there are like only three or four of them, right? That might be a little bit hyperbolic, but the point is, he says it doesn't happen so often, but those are instances where you'll see it's explicitly stated in the Talmud as such. How explicit it is, we'll see in a second that it's not so explicit. The Ramban is going to rightly hold the Rambam's feet to the fire over this point, because it does involve an interpretation. You're going to see in a second with Shtar that the Rambam interpreted the Gemara in a particular way, but okay, but also a sefer biarti hakol. So it's very considered. It keeps on coming back to this idea that he's like, oh, you might not understand all of it because it's in Judeo-Arabic, but like, you'll probably be okay because like, there's a lot of Hebrew there too. So Ezra, we learned this Gemara together. The last sugya that we learned together in the first semester, right? The Gemara Kiddushin Davdalad Amid Beis, right? How do we know we'd be on Minala? And says Tamal Omar Uvi Allah. And the Gemara says, oh, but we should really make a Kal V'Chomer from Yibum, that if Bia works by Yibum, where Kesef doesn't work because Yibam Niknes, right? Bibia. So for sure we could extract it from Yibum and use it to a place where Kesef doesn't work for Stam Yishas. So what did the Gemara come and say? Am Ivri Tochiach. We say no, you can't use Amma and Ivriya. Because Amma Ivriya is Lo Shaycha Babia, because in Kinyana Lashum Ishas. And then the Gemara responded to that and says, okay, fine. Tamad Lomer V'Allah. I said, I thought the Kal V'Chomer was very much intact. So then the Gemara responds, Mali Vama Shekain Zekuka V'Yomades Kiddushei Meis Nisuin Rebbe Lazar Misazna Gomeres Kiddushei Rishonim. Right, the whole point is to, you know, lahakim lachiv shem be Yisrael. So the only way they know it, you can't. In other words, the bia from Yibum has nothing to do with the bia in Ishas Bichlal, but the Ramban especially, because the Ramban says that bia is l'shem nisuin. It's not l'shem kiddushin. So how do I know that bia works? An explicit pasuk ki kachi shisha v'ala. That's why I call that a din Torah. Very good. Right, it's discrimination going on here, right? We have two methods that aren't explicit in the Torah. There's no explicit pasuk ki kach ishi shav ve'Allah in terms of the equivalent for shtar and kesef. So, you know, why am I saying that shtar is, quote-unquote, on a higher madrega than kesef? Why is shtar min haTorah and kesef, quote-unquote, midivrei sofrim? V'atshuva al zeh. I would have equated them. So one of them is derived from Hekesh, Makesh Havai Liyitziyah, the other one is Xerah Shavah, but they're both Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Nidrashis Bahen, and the Rambam says, until proven otherwise, we should relate to them both as Midivrei Sofrim, as using a rabbinic method of derivation or exegesis. Okay? Ho Minadinbo. Lulei, but in one case, the Gemara stated explicitly that it was a received tradition, that it was a Din Torah. Lulei Hadam Minad Behadya. How could that ever be? Perish medebekra nara bisulam urasa. If you need bia to effectuate erisin, how would you ever have an nara urasa who is still a bisula? Uvima. So what's the other derech? Veshaklu v'taru. The Gemara kiddushin daf hegos. Okay. Vesova me member of Nachan or Yitzchak mishkach like going chikitsha. Shmamino, Ashel Divrei Kol, Hashtar. V'alzeh Samachti U'pasakti, Shashtar Min HaTorah. So the Rambam didn't give us his footnotes, his makoros in the Yad HaChazaka, right? So he says, I'm telling you right now how I calculated that din. It was based on my understanding of Gemara Kiddushin Daf Hei. So I accepted that Hekesh wasn't really the derivation of the din, but was just Laharos Chachmas HaKasav, but it must really be a received tradition that there's a way of being mekadesh, a woman, right, min haTorah, that is not through bia, because there's a na'ara me'urasa who is a besula, and taking advantage of her is an iser skila. Okay. Fine. So the Rambam says, in my opinion, what the Gemara means to say is that received tradition was about shtar, shakol modim, that is midin Torah. Okay. Now, again, as I said before, the Rambam may have slightly overstated the case when he said every single time that it's a received tradition, the Gemara is going to come along and say the oraisa or din Torah. Because here, clearly required some significant amount of interpretation on the part of the Rambam. But in the end of the day, the Rambam says, there's still a pasuk in the Torah that tells me, really, that there's another method of kiddushin besides bia, which has to be d'oraisa. Right? That's what the Rambam is working off of. Na'ara bisula me'orasa biskila. And he says, I applied that to shtar. Okay, just one second. Nachil, we'll just go to the end and then give you the last word. Uvechayacha. Alufi, so he now speaks to him personally. Al tzar atzvecha lashiv al kolelu anyanim, v'al tital atzvecha shashiv al kol kisvecha. You've sent me a lot of letters, and I know that I've been derelict in responding. Al derech tzar alinin hamoil. I just respond straight to the point. Shani tarud harbe becham anyanim. Right, I've been working very hard. You know, the hours aren't great. V'gufi chalash, having some medical problems. V'em biyecholas afilu likros haksavim. I don't even get to read all of my mail, kavachomer lahashivale, and even to respond. My inbox is full. Elamu shelos al davar chachma. I try to respond. Mainly pnai klal mi pnei chalishas gufi tamid. I'm really struggling here physically. Mnei talmud atzmi becham and yanim. Also trying to hold up in my own learning. So you'll have to forgive me for being so brief and not responding to all of my letters. Or shlomcha yarbev yagdil Moshe ben Reb Maimon. Okay. Adkan Debe Rambam. So the Rambam says, when he refers to something as Midivrei Sofrim, that is a reflection of the method of derivation in the case of Kiddushei Kesef, whereas Kiddushei Shtar, he felt, should be considered Midin Torah based on the Shakla V'Tari and the Gemara Kiddushin Dav Hei. Admittedly, it really does require a fair amount of interpretation. Nachi in the Netan. Right, and the Rambam is just trying to explain, how he chose to apply it to Kiddushei Shtar as opposed to Kiddushei Kesef. He thinks that Gemara makes it clear that Shtar is really a received tradition. You can debate the point. The Rambam, we'll see, is concerned about that point. When the Rambam, both in the Sharashim and earlier on in the Tshuva, the Rambam said, you don't have to look that hard. It's like it makes it explicit that it's a din d'oraisa. I think the rat was a bit of an overreach. Eitan.
Why does he say the Nara
Sula Rasa? Right. So again, so he thinks that that's what underlies the Shakla V'Tari and the Gemara about, Makish Havai Liyitzia, that it really isn't a derivation, it's a received tradition. You're absolutely right. And the Ramban is going to hold the Rambam's feet to the fire, and justly so, on that particular point, because in the end of the day, it requires a fair amount of interpretation and far more than the Rambam was willing to concede up front. But in the end of the day, the Rambam says, don't be so flustered by my usage of this terminology. Midivrei Sofrim is a reflection of a method of derivation and not a substantive measure of something as a din derabanan. And that point, I think, is validated. Okay, so we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow with the Ramban's rejoinder.